Dennis in Grand Rapids. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. Hi, Leo. Okay, the question I have is, I have an iMac that I bought back in 2006, an antique. And still had it going around.
Isn't that funny that anything from 2006 should be called an antique?
I know.
But it is.
What are we called?
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's not only an antique, it's broken.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I'm 62 years old, not completely computer savvy, but what I have on my old iMac was the a lot of slideshows of my kids or the grandkids and stuff like that from either all our skiing trips every year.
Yeah, you don't want to lose those, do you?
Well, yeah, you're right. But then the issue that I'm having with the old iMac is I have the file coming up with a question mark, and for me to boot it up, I'm having more and more time.
Yeah.
Harder time.
Uh-oh.
For me to actually to boot it up.
Oh, please tell me that you have a backup.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh. I got everything backed up, either also on CDs, actually backup. But I'm trying to find it because I recently just bought a new iMac.
Nice.
I'm trying to see, is there any way where I would be able to see these slideshows that were on in my iPhoto area? You know, that's just within iPhoto. It wasn't a...
So are you can't... Yeah, here's one thing you could try. It's
okay.
Called target disk mode. And I think the old iMac probably still has a FireWire cable on the back of it.
Okay.
Target disk mode allows you to start up the Mac, not as a Mac, but as just a hard drive.
Okay.
So what you do, you're not being able to start it right now, but that's okay because target disk mode doesn't need an operating system. So you press and hold T on startup.
Mm-hmm.
And if, I bet you this will work. I mean, the reason you can't boot up is because maybe you're missing key files or the files are hard to read or whatever. But target disk mode doesn't care about that. It just turns it into a FireWire disk. And that means you can access that disk as if it were an external hard drive.
Okay.
Now, the next thing, though, it's tricky because the new Mac does not have FireWire, probably.
Yep.
So now you need some sort of connection, FireWire to Thunderbolt. You can certainly get those. Let me just see how much Apple charges. Apple probably overcharges for them. FireWire, Thunderbolt. The good news is, in both cases, these are standard connectors. Amazon sells a FireWire 800 to Thunderbolt cable for... Oh, that's nice. Apple sells one for $30.
Okay.
So what that'll let you do is connect the old Mac, the 2006 Mac, as if it were an external hard drive to the new Mac. And unless that drive is really in bad shape, it'll pop up on the new Mac as a drive icon. You can open it. You can browse through it. Now, you won't be able to run iPhoto, but you can get to the photos in iPhoto because they're in there as the originals are still in there.
Yep.
What iPhoto does is it creates a weird iPhoto library, but it's really this thing that Apple does all the time. It's called a package. It looks like a single file. In fact, it's a fancy folder. It's a folder designed to look like a simple file, so you won't go rooting around in the guts of it, but you can. All you have to do is command click or right click on that icon, and you'll see the context-sensitive menu, and one of the items will be Open Package Contents. When you do that, it opens up just like a folder, and look, there's programs in here, there's resources, and there's a folder called Original Photos. If it's not, sometimes it depends on the version of iPhoto, that old iPhoto, I don't know, but it'll be something like that. You go in there and you'll see, oh, look, there's all the photos, the JPEGs, the originals.
Okay.
Copy those.
This isn't just the individual photos, but where I've got these slideshows where they're all put to music and stuff like that.
Yeah. That may be a little trickier, mostly because Apple doesn't make iPhoto anymore. They've changed to Photos.
Okay.
You probably can open in Photos, open that iPhoto library and import it. I bet you can. I haven't tried doing this, but gosh, they have to be able to do that, right? So look for an import command on your current Mac on Photos and see if you can import your old iPhoto library. Gosh, they have to be able to do that, right?
Well, I hope so. And one other question is, so what's the difference between iPhoto and Photo?
Man, I have 10 seconds. I can't... Hang on, I'll talk a little more after the news at the top of the hour. Leo Laporte, the tech guy, in five words or less. Yeah, Waskell says, and I think he's right. All right, we're still on, Dennis, even though the radio show isn't. Waskell says, and I think he's right, you probably could just drag that iPhotos library over from the old one. The key is getting that old hard drive so you can read it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's where, I mean, I've actually done, dragged it. I've copied everything down and stuff like that.
Oh, you have it all. Okay.
When I got into the, hooked up the external hard drive up to my new iMac.
Oh, good.
I don't see, I see the individual photos, but none of my, none of the slideshows.
Yeah, the slideshows have to be imported because they're in other parts of that package contents.
It's
an XML file or something like that. So you really don't have much choice. Apple is, you know, iPhotos is gone. It's been replaced by Photos. It, in theory, is going to be as good or even better. Initially, there have been some hiccups. But in the long run, it's going to be as good or even better. And by the way, you should know, Google Photos will import photos from your iPhoto library.
Oh, okay.
And your Photos library. So I would, you know. Even if you don't ever intend to use it, you let Google Photos back up all the photos in your hard drive. I've backed up 30,000 so far.
Wow.
And it's free. And at least you have a copy somewhere online you can get to.
Yeah, okay.
It's really nice.
I'll do that.
So you might even be able to drag the iPhotos library onto the Photos icon. It can import it. And it's will import the slideshows and the photo albums, I think.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it a try.
Scooter X in the chat room says it will.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye.